Good morning. I'm one of those annoying guys that are expecting to hear back from the audience. So, good morning. Okay. In some points, I will ask, is this cool or not? And you should reply, okay? I have some golf balls and I will throw it if you don't. Okay. So, I'm Nastos Kladakis and I am the product marketing manager of Azure Active Directory and multi-factor authentication. Today, we will discuss together the new Azure Active Directory offering, Azure Active Directory Premium, and why this is the best solution that we have presented until now for cloud identity and access management. We will see the story of Azure Active Directory Premium, and then I will show you all the demos that you have seen yesterday at the keynote in more detail and some more stuff. So, I don't want to spend much time in this slide because we prepared this slide a few years ago when we had to discuss with the audiences if the cloud is the right choice, if you are thinking to move there, if Azure is a good platform for IT pros and developers to put the business of their organizations. But I think that, I mean, there is no such case anymore. There is no discussion. Most of us are doing business on the cloud, or we are planning to do, as you can see in that slide. 70% of the CIOs worldwide are seeing the cloud as one of their future things. But all the new things, even if they are so great like cloud and Azure, have some new challenges. So what are the challenges that we are facing and why we might need a solution like cloud identity and access management? The challenges that we're facing in the new cloud era are related with how easy it is for end users to get access from any device in any place to any application that they want. Consumer applications, enterprise applications are really easy to purchase with a credit card or free. Everyone can go and get a SaaS application and share enterprise or personal data everywhere. That brings a new trend or thread, I don't know, which is called shadow IT. So, I mean, you are all IT pros or administrators on your organization, and I don't think that you would like that a department of your organization goes out and buys an HR app that you have no clue about. You want to control that. But unfortunately, buying enterprise applications without the IT department's knowledge is really easy. So why we are here today? Why we have more than 200 people in an identity session? I mean, 2 years ago in identity sessions, I was talking to 10 people, tops. Okay. Now we have here more than 200, and they are here to know something about identity, the less sexiest service of all. You are here because of that mess. Every user is using tens of devices, I'm exaggerating, many devices, to access applications everywhere, not just on Azure, on every public cloud, from Amazon to Google, from Twitter to Facebook, every different device to many different cloud applications. And all these lines that you can see in these slides are different credentials. For every cloud application, a new set of credentials is needed. This is a problem of productivity for the user, but also I think that's the nightmare of the IT professionals. And you know, for the users, it's not that hard. They can use the same password in every application. I mean, they can even write it down. But for the IT pros, the knowledge that uncontrollable end users have access to hundreds or thousands of SaaS applications with no control at all, and they can share all kinds of enterprise resources and information freely, I mean, that's a real problem. So if you are an IT pro, if you are an administrator, you really want to control this mess. You want to put an end to the uncontrollable access to all SaaS applications. So what you can do on that? You can provide, let's say, single sign-on, great, to many different applications. And what is the way to do that? What is the common way to do that? To build a federation with every one of these applications, of these cloud applications. So let's say your organization is using Office 365, build a federation. You are using Google Apps, build a federation. You are using Salesforce, another federation. And that will end up to the federation hell. Many federations, I mean, it's really difficult to maintain them. So what is the solution? What we propose here, and what is the value proposition of Azure Active Directory? Let's see why we are saying that identity can be the new control point. We have users and enterprises that want access to any kind of cloud application, any kind. Not just Azure, but any kind. I mean, all public applications are needed in order to do our job every day, consumer and enterprise. And for every one of them, as I said, you need a different set of credentials. At the same time, you have on-premises directories and on-premises credentials that your users are using for on-premises applications. And although I can proudly say that Azure Active Directory, that on-premises Active Directory owns the 90% of the on-premises directories, still you have other directories, OpenLDAP, just name it. So you have a set of credentials on-premises, and you need a bunch of new set of credentials for the cloud. And at the same time, end users want to be able to access those applications on-premises and cloud from many different devices. The value proposition here is to have Azure Active Directory in the middle, as an identity broker, if you want, and to extend your on-premises directories to Azure AD, and you, as IT pros, you will have to maintain just one federation, one synchronization from on-premises directories, any kind of directories, not just Active Directory, to Azure AD, and leave all the other federations to Azure AD. So we have created federations to hundreds of SaaS applications out there, not just on Azure, but any kind of public cloud, and we have found ways to provide access to those applications from any device and any place. This is the value proposition of Azure Active Directory. And although the title of the session and the service is Azure Active Directory, it's not just about Azure, and definitely it's not just about Active Directory, as you have seen already. So, I mean, Azure AD is a nice name, but we can do more than Azure or AD. So what is Microsoft Azure Active Directory? Is it a directory service, as the name says? I mean, we all know what Active Directory is, or not? Of course, it is a directory service, but it's more than that. It's an identity and access management cloud solution. It is a directory service, and I will try to be modest and say that it's one of the biggest ones, not the biggest, one of the bigger ones. And I'm saying that because Azure AD is the directory service of Office 365. Because of that, we have already more than 300 million objects, and every week we authenticate more than 14 billion requests. So, with a B, okay? You heard that yesterday at the keynote, 2 billion per day. And that mainly because of Office 365, to be honest. So, 300 million users, 14 billion authentications per week, almost 2.5 million tenants. So it's really huge. As a directory service, this thing is really huge. But we want to go above that, beyond that. We want to create a solution that will be an identity broker for all clouds and will provide security and access to any kind of cloud application. And so what is Azure AD Premium? Azure AD Premium is an offering on top of Azure Active Directory, on top of the free offering of Azure Active Directory, that gives to enterprises more things that we are going to discuss today. So as I said, Azure Active Directory Premium is an advanced offering, and we are going to present all the features that are included today and in the next few months on Azure AD Premium, but I want to mention two specific things here. Azure AD Premium offers a 99.9% uptime SLA, a paid SLA, so if we don't meet our SLA, we give money back. But also, with Azure AD Premium, we provide Identity Manager, Forefront Identity Manager at no additional cost. So if you subscribe for Azure AD Premium, you get Forefront Identity Manager for free, unlimited servers. And if you know from Forefront Identity Manager, you will know that the servers are pretty expensive. So with Azure AD Premium, we are giving away Forefront Identity Manager, unlimited servers, and a FIM call and an Identity Manager user call for every premium subscriber. So those are the things I want to discuss now. For all the other features, we have the presentation to show them. So, great. I mean, you have a great solution. Good for you. Good for Microsoft. Azure AD is great. And SaaS applications, okay, we see that problem. But why should we care? Is this our problem? I mean, most of you know how many SaaS applications you are using. You know that. Or you know that SaaS application is the future for you, but not the present. You are absolutely sure about that. Yes? But, I mean, I know that there are IT pros outside of this room that have no clue how many and which SaaS applications their users are using. And I'm saying again, not in this audience, okay? I have seen one passing by outside the room. I had a discussion with him. So those IT pros outside of this room have a real problem to identify which and how many SaaS applications their users are using. So if they have a difficulty to identify that, they don't see the value of a cloud identity and access management solution. They are still in their on-premises world. They see the future, but they say, okay, it's not for me. Not now, at least. But I'm sure that you will know some IT pros, again, your friends, cousins, and stuff like that, that they might have a problem. For those guys, we have a solution. We can help them identify which and how many SaaS applications their users are using before deciding if they want to go to a cloud identity solution. This thing, this solution that we have, it's called Cloud Application Discovery Tool. This tool is a free download. You can download it, install it in your user the devices of your users. And this tool will report back to Azure Active Directory, and it will give you a detailed report on which and how many applications your users are using. So you will see, do we have a problem? Do we need what Nasus is offering? Do we really need the cloud identity solution? Do we really need single sign-on? Because, come on, I'm just using Office 365. What I need single sign-on for? It's just one application. Let's see if that's the case. And through that tool, you will see a detailed report like that. I'm going to demo that later. And you will get the first impression if you are in the problem, if you are facing this challenge or not, even if you are not aware of that. Now, let's see, okay, we identified the problem. Let's see how Azure Active Directory can help us to single sign-on to any cloud application with security and productivity for every user. First of all, I want to make clear that Azure AD can be your directory on the cloud. It can be a cloud-only directory, definitely. If you don't want to mess with your on-premises stuff, it can be your cloud directory only, and have cloud-only and cloud-first users. But the big benefit here is that I don't think that you want to reinvent the wheel. You have on-premises directories, so the first and best thing that we offer is the extension of on-premises directories to the cloud. And, of course, in order to do that, you want to be able to, let's say, to fix your on-premises directories, bring them all together, synchronize your on-premises directories. You remember that we are offering Identity Manager on-premises for free with Azure AD Premium. So you can use Identity Manager to connect all your on-premises directories and bring them together on-premises AD and then synchronize that on Azure. But also, We have recently announced a new engine. That new engine is in preview today. It was announced 3 weeks ago. It's called Azure Active Directory Sync Engine. And this engine can synchronize any kind of third-party directory, multiple forests, no matter how complex the environment is on-premises. This new engine, this free engine, can synchronize all kinds of directories directly to Azure AD. And it can do more than that. It can write back. So changes on the cloud can be reflected on-premises. But stay tuned for that, and you will see more capabilities on Azure AD Sync soon. So as I said, right now, today, we are offering ways to fix your on-premises environments and synchronize them on the cloud. And if you want to see a representation of that, I can separate it in two different methods. So the easiest way to synchronize on-premises identities on the cloud is our tool that it's called DirSync. And through that tool, you can get all the users of your on-premises Active Directory, or at least the users that you want, and extend their identities to the cloud. And also by checking one checkbox, and it's really an easy procedure, it's 10 minutes tops, with a checkbox, you can synchronize the hashes of their password on Azure. So every on-premises user can have a cloud identity, and he can have his password synchronized on Azure AD. No need for ADFS. No need for federation. Peace of mind in 10 minutes. And of course, I said we are synchronizing the hashes of the password, but actually we are doing something more. We are taking the hashes that are stored on-premises, we rehash them, and we store them then on Azure AD. But for some people, this is not enough. Hashing and rehashing is not enough. Yes? Yes, I will come to that. So the question was, can I have federation and password hashing? I will come to that. So the second solution that we're offering for those people that are not covered from password synchronization, we're giving an option to synchronize user accounts to the cloud, the user accounts that you want, but when it comes to passwords, they can use federation. They can install ADFS. So we have all the accounts on Azure AD, but when it comes to authentication, then the authentication goes against the on-premises directory. So no hashes, no rehashing, nothing. Of course, in this case, you have to maintain until at least one federation. And also, you are responsible for the uptime of this federation. If you don't want that, just use DirSync. And as our friend here said, now we're offering an option of using both these things together. So you can use an ADFS connection for authentication, but in case of failure, and if you are not sure for the uptime of your federation, you can check two password hashing. So now you have both options in one. ADFS when everything goes smoothly, but if your ADFS connection is down, then password hashing can take over and authenticate user against Azure AD. That's the idea that we have now. With Azure AD Sync, these lines will be more complicated because we are going to offer extension of any kind of on-premises directory, no matter how complex it is. Now, we have our identities extended on the cloud. Great. What else we need? We did all that because we want single sign-on to SaaS applications. And we have done that already for you. We have gone out there, we found the most popular SaaS vendors, and we have already been synchronized or federated with them, and we are providing those vendors to you, and with one click, you can have single sign-on from your users to these applications. With a few clicks, two or three tops, it depends on the application. This slide says 1,200. Yesterday, we reached 1,444. We are adding 50 to 60 applications every week. Not this week, because we are all here. So from next week, we will come back. Okay? Don't expect more than 1,444. Or we will check. But so, those applications are there. Federation with Salesforce, Office 365, Google Apps, Workday, Concur, DocuSign. Those federations are there. So it's really easy for an IT pro to say, oh, I see that you are using Twitter, or I see that you are using Salesforce. Click on Salesforce, and boom, you have federation with Salesforce synchronized on your directory and single sign-on for your users. No, not for now. Just one instance. So if you have one, if you have more than one federations with Salesforce, we can help you with just one for now, if the organization has many names. So yes, that's something that it's going to be in our improvements. So you get an idea of all the applications that you can use. Here I have, I think, 50. All the known names are here. Friends and best friends are here. Google Apps, IBM, Amazon. Imagine that. We are providing single sign-on and secure access to Amazon Web Services. Extend your directory and you are free to use Azure AD to access all your clouds. This is not a lockdown thing. We are offering identity brokerage to any cloud. So we have done that work for you, and we brought all the known and the popular SaaS vendors in your hands. You are ready to use them. But what about custom applications? I mean, we are, as an organization, you might build a cloud and a custom application. We have done some work for you too. So if you are building an on-premises, a custom web application, which is exposed to the internet, you can add it, you or your developers or your the partner that you are working with, you can add it to your Active Directory. So you have single sign-on to on-premises applications, to popular SaaS applications, but also to custom applications that you are building. Everything can be there. And the question here is, okay, I need more. I'm a customer and I need more. What else do you need? I mean, SaaS applications are there. Custom applications are there. What do you need? I need on-premises legacy applications are there. I need that. I mean, come on. Legacy applications on cloud identity and access management system? Spare us. I mean, we are going to do that. That's an announcement that we're making today. Soon, stay tuned, and I mean really soon, I cannot say dates, don't push me, this summer, we are going to give you the opportunity to add here any kind of legacy on-premises application. So with your cloud identity credentials, with your Azure AD premium subscription, from one place that I will demonstrate soon, you will be able to access all cloud and on-premises applications that you want with a single set of credentials. Okay, that's great for the end user. What about the IT pro? This thing will be easy to manage? Yes, and it's easy today. From the well-known Azure Management Portal, you can manage users, groups, synchronizations, and single sign-on to applications. But we are not just staying to single sign-on. We are offering something more. What is more than that? Let's imagine that you have a new hire. That new hire gets a new Active Directory account. With synchronization and Azure AD Premium, you can get this account, synchronize it on Azure AD Premium or group of accounts, but you can do something more. You can provision this user and group directly to third-party applications. So you don't have to go to the third-party application and recreate the users. Do you get that? Provisioning directly to third-party applications. So is this something that can be done with any SaaS application? Unfortunately not. And the reason is that SaaS applications are randomly developed with many different standards. So for those applications that are using proper standards, XAML OS or others, we can provide that. For example, we cannot provision identities directly to Twitter. They don't do that. So if you want to provide single sign-on to Twitter for your users, you have to go to Twitter and create an account there and then connect it with Azure AD. But for Salesforce, Office 365, Google Apps, DocuSign, Concur, Workday, and others, we are offering not just single sign-on, but also provisioning, and most importantly, deprovisioning. Because one of the biggest problems in the organizations is that when someone leaves his position, changes positions, or leaves the company, we need to revoke access to many different applications, to many different accounts. Okay, remember to change the Twitter password because now Nasos has it. No, there is no need for that. One credential for Twitter and Salesforce and Office and everything and on-premises, and by disabling the account, this user is deprovisioned from Box, is deprovisioned from Salesforce, is deprovisioned from Office 365, and you have nothing else to do. So easy of management for IT pros too. What else we have? I have told you already we are taking security very seriously. So even in the case that we're synchronizing passwords, we're synchronizing the hash of the hash of the password. But we are not just staying there. We are offering a really rich set of security reports. And I know that single sign-on is something that, I mean, we have heard that many times. So I want to really focus on security. I want to really focus on security because we are offering a huge and rich set of security reports that are taking advantage of the knowledge that we are getting from all our customers, and we're giving it back to you. So what I mean by that? We have many different reports that are scanning all our customer base and those billions of authentications every day. So we can identify IPs and customers and users that are trying to access more than one IP range, that are coming from many different IPs, that are coming for anonymizers, that are known bad IPs. You don't know them that they're bad guys, we know them. And we can do even more. We have knowledge of possibly infected devices with botnets or whatever. So we can give that to you and you say, this guy who is accessing your SaaS application is coming from a potentially infected device. So take your, do your thing. And we have alerts. But reporting, it might be one thing. I mean, we are showing you everything and we learn from your users. That's why we call some of our reports machine learning based. We are learning from the activities of your users, their habits. So I am accessing my applications every day from Redmond. Now that I'm from Houston, you will see a report that says Nasos is accessing his applications from Houston. That's not common. Do you want Mr. Administrator to do something about that? And what is this something? First of all, if you see something suspicious, you can block access to every application. You can reset the password of the user. That's equal to blocking, of course, because he doesn't have the one-time password that is created. But you can do something better. You can leverage another method of authentication in addition to the password, multi-factor authentication. So Azure AD Premium is offering that too. For the users that you really need to give them a second layer of security because they are dealing with important stuff or because that's a compliance issue that you have, you can enable MFA, multi-factor authentication. And let's say for our example, Nasos is trying to access from Houston and Redmond the same application at the same time. Let's enable multi-factor authentication for him, and boom, the right guy will have the second factor with him. And the second factor, in our case, is the mobile phone. So the right guy will have the mobile phone, the bad guy will have nothing. So access will be given to the right guy. And multi-factor authentication for Azure Active Directory is a service that we're giving as standalone, of course, and a subset of this service is also available with Office 365. So you can secure Office 365 at no additional cost with multi-factor authentication, but it's also available as a part of Azure AD Premium with a richer set of capabilities. How this thing works? we have chosen to use mobile phones as a second factor of authentication in our case. So in order to access any SaaS application, from Box to Salesforce, from Office 365 to Google Apps, even the actual provider doesn't have multi-factor authentication, you can use Azure AD Premium to provide that. And we are offering three different ways. I will demo them. The first one, the simpler, and I prefer that, and most of our customers prefer that, is to use a phone call. So you are getting a phone call, and you press pound on that phone call to prove yourself. Or you are pressing £0 if that's a fraud alert. I mean, if you get a call in the middle of the night from the MFA provider that says, someone is trying to access your account and it's not you, you better have a way to alert your admin. So either you press pound to log into your apps, or you press £0 for a fraud alert. But if you don't want to get phone calls, you can switch to messages. So you can have a text message. But in cases like that, I mean, we are in a place with 10,000 people, and probably the mobile reception is not that good. In this case, and we will see if I will need that during my demo, you can use a mobile application that we have available in our features. And with this mobile application, which is available in every mobile platform, you can do two things. Get online notifications, meaning press here because you need to provide multi-factor authentication, or you can use it as a software token, so you can get a one-time password from this application, even if there's no internet, or even if there's no mobile reception in the area. Of course, if there is no internet, there is no need to access SaaS applications too. That's another issue. Okay. Now, we talked enough for administrators. I mean, we really make the life of administrators easier. And most of all, I think that Azure Active Directory Premium is giving back the control of the public cloud to IT pros. I mean, public cloud was a developer thing for many years. Now, IT pros can take the control of the public cloud back again. And I think that solutions like this are giving the control back. Controlling identity to the cloud is the ultimate thing to secure resources of your organization. But what about the poor end user? I mean, you must give them something. We don't need just control and security for them. We must provide an easy way to access their application. Because you know that. No matter how strict you are, no matter how vicious you can be as administrators, if you have nothing to give back, I mean, if you have nothing to offer to make things better, then end users are sneaky. They will find a way to bypass your things. So what we are offering to end users, how we are making end user life easier. First of all, we're starting from that. A single pane, a single side, one place for all the applications. And as I told you right now, you can have this page. This page is really easy to remember. It's myapps.microsoft.com. And through that web page, you can access any SaaS application that your organization is using, and you need to provide single sign-on to that. To this. Great. But also, we have a mobile app. Now it's available only on iPhones and iPads, but soon it will be available on Androids and Windows mobiles. You see how open we are, okay? So right now it's available on iPhones and iPads, and through that application, you can have the same experience from your iPhone and from your iPad and from Chrome and Firefox and Internet Explorer for all the other devices. You can access this page and have single sign-on to any cloud application. And as I said, soon in this page, you can have more than just cloud applications. But you can do more than that in this page. Of course, you can use it from any device, but you can manage your account, change your password, change your security settings, try to register yourself for some things that I will say in a few minutes. So you can manage your profile through this page. And by changing your password here on a cloud application on your mobile phone, you can change your password for your domain machine. Imagine that. Changing the password on this application can change the password on premises. But we're going more than that. We are offering self-service password reset. No more difficult implementation on premises for self-service password reset. Nothing like that. Everyone has a phone with him, a mobile phone. He can use his mobile phone to reset his password. And of course, we have methods to protect the password reset from bad guys. How cool is that? Okay, great. Self-service password reset in minutes. There is no need for implementation. No end user agents, no installations, no months of consulting. I know that this is bad for some of you, so I shouldn't say that in this audience, okay? A few months of consulting, but the main point is that you can provide self-service password reset for cloud-only users or on-premises users with a cloud application. And more, self-service group management. You can delegate the group management to a user, to a department lead, and he can decide who has access to his applications or not. And everything through a single web page. We call it Access Panel. It's really easy to remember it. myapps.microsoft.com. And a mobile application that does the exact same thing. So, now let's move to our demos. We are going to show three things. So, my demo will be separated in three different pieces. The first one will be the new Cloud App Discovery demo. The second one will be the administrator experience when it comes to Azure AD Premium. And the third demo will be the end user experience. Let's see what we can do here. So, let's start our demo from our new Cloud App Discovery preview tool. This is a tool, and you remember that this is a tool that you can use freely for now. You can go and download it, install it to your PCs, to the devices of your users. Sorry about that. I've lost my mouse, but I have other mouses to use. So, you can download an agent, install it on the devices of your users, and by that, logs are going to be uploaded on Azure AD, and you will be able to see a very detailed report on which, how many, and how many users are using SaaS application in your organization. You can download the agent from here. And let's go on with our demo to show you how it can be done. So the administrator of this organization can log in to the Cloud Application Discovery page. The Cloud Application Discovery page is appdiscovery.azure.com. I hope that I've got the right password. Yes. And really, after a few hours, I mean, you have to run this agent a few hours in your PCs, and after a few hours, you are getting this kind of report. So what we see here, we see how many business applications are discovered. 69 in our case. And I will come again to say what business applications are. And 16 users in my organization have used this 69 business application. That's a surprise for me, because I thought that we just had Office 365. And you can see from here which applications you have and the peaks on the usage of them. You can see the top applications here, but you can have a better view if you click to that panel, and you are seeing all the cloud applications that you are using in front of you with logos and stuff, and they can be separated in categories. Let's say, let me see CRM. Oh, we are using six different CRM SaaS applications. What about content collaboration? You see, many different collaboration applications, and that can go on. How cool is this? Awesome. You will be able, thank you, you can clap, yes. We can accept that. Clap. Okay. I mean, this is a free view to the usage of SaaS application from your users. And you understand that can go deeper. You can see categories. You can see numbers of users. But again, as I told you, we are trying to focus on business applications. So what we mean by business applications? The disclaimer here is that we are supporting 1,400 applications today, 1,444 or something like that. We have taken the business SaaS applications among them, and we are checking if your users are using one or more of those business applications. So in this view, you are seeing applications that are used by your users, definitely, but also that they are supported by Azure Active Directory. Yes, great, man, but what about the other applications? You can have a view of the other applications too. So if you go here, you can get a view of all applications. So now you can get a more detailed view and a more difficult view probably to understand, because in this view, we have every web, cloud, internet application or page that your users are visiting. So we cannot help you with that yet, although we plan to have more than 2,000 applications in the next 1 month. But you can get a view of which applications and websites your users are visiting, just in front of your eyes. So if you want to really focus on business applications that we're supporting, great. But also, you can get a view of any kind of application. And when you press on an application, let's say DocuSign, you can see more details on this application specifically, how many users are discovered, how many web requests, the data volume of that this application and your users are exchanging, and you can judge which of those applications are really good to go to a single sign-on system. Because if just one user randomly is using an application, it's not a case for you to care about. But if you see this, 7 users are exchanging almost 1 gigabyte of data with a specific application, then you must look closer to it and probably manage DocuSign through Windows Azure AD. And how you can do that? With a few clicks. I will show you later. So this is cloud application discovery. It can give you a view to the usage of business applications, to the usage of any kind of application or website that your users are visiting, and you can decide if you want to bring those applications in Azure Active Directory to provide single sign-on and secure access. So let's go now to our second demo. I am the admin of the organization. I'm one of you. And I want to provide single sign-on and control access to cloud resources. I'm going to use my on-premises credentials, my domain credentials, to access the management portal of Azure. Now, you are seeing the first feature of Azure AD Premium. Azure Management Portal recognizes my domain and changes the whole environment to something more familiar to me. It puts my logo, my colors, my pictures, messages, whatever I need to the management portal of Azure. So organizational branding on Azure Management Portal. That's a premium feature. So now, as an administrator, I'm feeling better, obviously. And I'm logging in. And the view is usual. I mean, you are going to see the Azure Management Portal. Great. But when it comes to Azure Active Directory, you must scroll a little bit down, go to this icon, which is the Active Directory icon, and you can see that you can have more than one directories on the cloud. You can have a directory that is synchronized with on-premises. You can have a cloud directory. You can have a directory to play with, a directory for your partners, a directory for your customers, separated and secure. Let's start with Contoso Hybrid. Those names are mine. I mean, hybrid or not hybrid are given by me. Doesn't say anything. So I have created a Contoso Hybrid directory. And if I want to go to the Users tab, you will see here that I have more than one kind of users. And that's true, because I have used DirSync, and I have extend on-premises identities here. So in this directory, I have on-premises users, you can see local Active Directory users, and that means on-premises Windows Server AD, but also cloud-only users. In a single directory, I can have both. And the same goes for groups. I can create a group directly here, or I can synchronize on-premises groups here. Let me take you to the other cloud, to the other directory I have. If you go to the user tabs here, you can see that in this directory, I have only cloud users. I don't want to mess with my on-premises directory for this demo. So I can use that for partners, a specific department of my company, task workers, or whatever. So users, groups, great. Let me pick a user. What I can see for a user? You can see the usual things that you are expecting from a site like that. Phone calls, roles, work information. But I want to introduce a new tab, which is a premium tab. And through that tab, you can see the trends of this user. All the applications, the browsers, and the IPs that he's logging in from. So from this side, you can get a good view of what your user is doing. Of course, for a specific user, I will come to the reports. And you see that this guy is using Windows 8.1 with Chrome, with Internet Explorer 11. He also uses an Android device, and Windows 7 with Firefox. He's a really busy guy. And he's accessing from Austin, Houston, Athens, Irvine, everywhere. So this is a normal behavior for this guy. We're happy. Now, users, groups, great. But I mean, the real reason that we need a cloud identity and access management solution is because we want to use single sign-on to cloud applications. And where is this? Here in the application tab. Our admin for this demo was really busy, and he has added many different applications here. Great. But is it easy? Can I add easily a new SaaS application in this list? Let's see. I'm pressing the Add button here and add an application from the gallery. And you will see now that we have, as I said, 1,444 applications. With a few clicks, you can add an application to your Active Directory. Let's see. Is Office 365 here? I think so. Oh, yes, we have it. Great. Is it Workday here? Let's write some more because it was difficult. Oh, yes, Workday is here. Let's see Salesforce. Yes. Yes, I said. Yes. So with one click, we are here. Let's try other friends of ours. Oh, yes. The whole family is here. Let's try something else. I mean, even our best friends in the cloud, they are all here, even Amazon Web Services. Tell me, give me a name.
Magento.
How?
Magento.
Make my name. No. Okay. What about that? Bad attendee. What about that? I really need an application, and I can't find it here. Nassos, you were lying. You don't have all the popular apps. I'm from Japan. I'm from Peru. I'm from Greece. I have a local application, and I need it. Great. Let's go to a public page, and you will see how you can ask a popular or not so popular SaaS application to be added here. Let's face it. It's not that popular, okay? Don't be unfettered. So, features, identity and access management. If you scroll to our page, we say discover more Active Directory applications. This is the landing page of Azure Active Directory on azure.com. When you click here, you can find a public place and public site that has all the featured applications that we support, and of course, all the applications, even by categories. If you search and you cannot find your own SaaS application, or if you are developing a SaaS application and you really need it there, if you go down, you will see that we are offering two ways. I really want to find Magento. Click the first link, and you will get to a forum that we are gathering all the applications that our end users want, our customers want. And if you are a provider, click on the second link here, and we will get an email from you, and we will reach you. Believe me, we have a huge list, and we have a team of developers on top of it, and we are building 50 or 60 applications every week and connect them here. So soon you will be able to find everything, even applications that are not that popular. Okay, let me go back to my demo. So you said something else. You said Twitter. Yes, Twitter is here. Facebook is here. Netflix is here. Costco is here. All the consumer applications are here. But Twitter is a special case. I don't see that as just a consumer application. What if I am a big organization, I have a marketing team or a sales team that really use Twitter for marketing and sales purposes? Is it cool to give the Twitter password to any guy that works on marketing, and then when he leaves, I have to reset the password again and again? No, let's see what we can do with Twitter here, as an example, of course. Twitter, I'm clicking to the checkbox here, and actually, I'm done. Twitter now is configured for single sign-on. That was so simple, okay? For some applications, like Salesforce or Box, you need one or two more clicks because those guys, the vendors, require to provide a key, they require to provide a certificate, a password. I mean, for every vendor, we have a different experience based on his needs. I will show you Salesforce in a few minutes. So, for Twitter, the only thing I have to do now is go to assign users and decide who will have access to the Twitter account of the enterprise. Let's pick a user. Our guy and user. And user is a name in this case, okay? It's and, the known guy. So I can click assign. And if you see what it's written here, it says, I want to enter credentials to Twitter credentials on behalf of the user. So for this guy, I'm saying, I will provide the credentials. Let me see the password. Don't look at the screen, please. Okay. Great. So now my guy can access the Twitter account of the enterprise, but the only credential that he knows is his domain credentials. So if he goes directly to Twitter, no access. But through the end user experience I will show you, he will be able to access Twitter now for the company. Let me go to another application, like Salesforce, I said. So when it comes to Salesforce, you will see that I have more tabs here. Because although I can configure single sign-on easily, I can, if I want, configure provisioning, direct creation of users to Salesforce. And when it comes to assign users, I can pick a guy from here. Let's say this guy. And when it comes to assignment, you will see that now I have more options. I can choose the role that this guy can have in Salesforce. That wasn't the case for Twitter. And it's not the case for Office 365. And if you go to SuccessFactors or SAP or IBM, they have another form there because we are providing the best experience for any SaaS application. So you can choose the role of the user, click on it, and not only you will have single sign-on to Salesforce, but this guy will be created on Salesforce.com with the right role. How cool is this? Good audience. Thank you. And the same goes for groups. If I go to groups, I can pick a whole group and provide access to every existing and future user of this group. So in this case, you see I have a group that it's called My HR Application. If you add users to that group, even on premises, this guy will find himself with single sign-on to your HR application. Just like that. No need for provisioning or creating new users and stuff like that. Remove him from the group and he will lose access to Workday or Salesforce or whatever. Yes? In this case, you shouldn't enable provisioning. So the question was, The question is, okay, great, but if I have already users for Salesforce. Should I enable provisioning? No, the user is there, so he will be connected directly. Okay, so the other question was, what about the other guys that they don't have rich federation or provisioning and they're just providing a form with username and password? What about them? I have to provide as an administrator all the passwords? That was the question probably. No, we can let that to the end user. So the first time that he will click on this application, and I'll show that in a few minutes, he can provide the credentials for the first time, and then we will store them in Azure AD, and we will connect the domain user, the Azure AD user, with that user of the application through the web form. Yes? So another question about custom applications, correct? So yes, custom applications can be added here. Yes, you can add your custom application to Azure Active Directory. Okay? I think that we have a few of them here. Let me just show them to you. To believe me, not something else. I think that SharePoint app or Symbol app. Those are custom applications. We have built them and you can add them. And if you go to the add button here, you can see that it has a first option that says add an application my organization is developing. I have shown you the second option. So great, now I have single sign-on to enterprise applications, I have provisioned my users, I have provisioned you groups, I can deprovision them, great. What else you have to offer? I have more. If you want to go to the configure tab, you can see many more options. You can change the name of an application, you can customize branding, change logos, colors, and stuff. You can enable password reset policy. Let's take a pause here, what we can do here. When it comes to password reset, I've told you that we can provide self-service password reset through a web page or a mobile app with no agents and stuff like that. Yes, but in order to prove yourself, you must provide something. In common self-service password reset implementations, you need to answer your mother's maiden name, your favorite pet, and stuff like that. And if those are Greek names, you understand that there is a difficulty to answer that. So what about self-service password reset on Azure AD Premium? We are offering right now three different ways. The admin can choose between call on a mobile line, call on a landline, or use an alternative email as a way to prove that you are you. And he can choose between two methods. So let's say, for an example, our admin, in order to reset your password, dear user, requests for you to reply to two phone calls. First, you will get a phone call to your mobile line, and then to a second line. Or that second line can be the admin phone number. Great, huh? You have 50,000 users, and they can all call you in the middle of the night to reset their passwords. I think that's a great idea. But no, you can use the alternative email or whatever you want. It's just an option. So from here, you can click the options that you want, and you can choose to have one or two methods at once. More things that you can manage here is the number of alerts that the user is taking, and also manage multi-factor authentication. But for that, we have another session next this Thursday. So if you want to know how you can manage multi-factor authentication, come to that session this Thursday. So what else we can offer? Reports. As I told you, we have many different reports, machine learning and similar ones. You can see we have sign-in from unknown sources. So if we have sign-ins from sources that we don't know or through anonymizers or through redirections, we show that here. And we have the possibly infected devices and the irregular sign-in activity. And why an activity is irregular? Because we monitor the regular. We know what is regular for a user, and now we can show to you what is irregular. Yes. Oh, okay, sorry. Yes. So you have your hand too much time, obviously. Sorry about that. With this, you can reset your password on premises too, yes. Okay, you need to have a sync engine in place. You have to, you need to have DirSync or our new engine, Azure AD Sync, and you or you need to have ADFS. So in order to be able to reset your password from here and that change be written back on premises, you need to have our sync engines in place. So the write back will be take place through that sync engine. Okay? And yes, right. Today you can do it through DirSync only. Azure AD Sync is still in preview. Okay? Great question. So the question is, I really like Nasus what you are showing, obviously. And I want to upgrade from the free version to the premium. Is it hard? I need to create all my users again, have to delete things and rebuild it? No, it's just a license issue. So if you go and buy licenses for premium, boom, this directory will be premium, just like that. For every user? No. For the numbers of users that you want. One user. Can I buy just one premium user? Yes, you can. Please buy more. So let's go and see the multiple geographies one. If you click here, you will see that for the last 30 days, we have a few guys pretty busy. Yes. Okay, we have two things, change the password and reset the password. By resetting the password, the question is what is the difference between reset and change, in few words. So when you are changing your password, it means that you know your password and you want to change it. You can do that, I will show it to you. With reset, it means that you are locked. You don't know your password. You have forgotten your password. So you can reset it in order to be able to log in again. Okay, but of course, if there is a lockdown policy on premises that says you cannot go to your account after, you need to wait one day, that will be there too. I mean, we must respect the policies of on-premises directory. So, I'm going back to this report, to the impossible travel report. You can see here that we have guys that are trying to access the same thing from France and United States between 46 minutes. And a guy that our friend and user, and he's trying to access from Greece and United States between 12 minutes, the same thing. And we all know that the travel from Greece to US is more than 11 hours. So either he's using the PC of his mother with remote desktop, I'm doing that to create that record, or we have a bad guy here. So what we can do for that? As I told you, if you click on that line, on that possible bad guy, that malicious, suspicious guy, you can take some actions. And what is that actions? You can reset his password, so he won't be able to access it because you are the one who knows the password, or you can enable multi-factor authentication for him. By enabling multi-factor authentication, this guy will need to provide a second way to prove himself when it comes to accessing our cloud resources. And let's see that soon. So that's the admin experience. Of course, there are more reports. We have usage reports, how many and which applications your users are actually using through Active Directory and stuff like that. Also, you can assign licenses through that. So if you buy licenses, you will get those licenses on this console, and you will go there, click on the user or the group of the users that you want to make them premium, and they will get the advanced features. Yes, sir. No password, no. I mean, if you have reset his password first and then enabled for MFA, yes, but not by default. Yes, I get it. So if we have that problem, the best thing to do is to reset the password. So if you have a bad guy, an obvious bad guy, I mean, two guys in the world knows the password. Reset the password first and then enable the multi-factor authentication. That will be the best thing to do. So the good guy can get the password from us. Okay, that's a good practice, but it's not by default. You can either enable MFA or reset password or do both things together. Yes? Yes, I will come to licensing at the closing of my presentation. Let me finish the demos, and I will come to more licensing details soon. So let's go to the end user experience now. For the end user experience, I will use another browser, mainly because I don't want to mix the identities, but also to show you that we are really open and we can use everything that is out there. I'm going to use Chrome, and as I told you, the page that our users must remember to access their cloud application is myapps.microsoft.com. Yes, this is here. So we have that guy. This is the end user, our friend. And you see, when I put his name, boom, again, the page changes. Custom branding, a premium feature. Now the user knows, oh, I am home. Let me add my password. Great. That should be all. But no, Mr. User, you must provide an alternative way to log in. So she is expecting a phone call. You can see that, you believe me? It was really fast. So I'm answering, and a nice lady here says, Mr. Nassos, if it's you, and it can say that in many different languages, if it's you, press pound, and you will be redirected. How cool is this? From a completely out-of-bound device, not touching my keyboard, just with the power of thought, I was logged in to my apps, to my access panel. And I've told you that this nice lady said something more. She said, if it wasn't you, sorry. So press £0, not just pound, to alert your admin through the report that we have in the alerting system in MFA that someone else knows your password. So it's not just time for MFA. It's time for resetting this password. Do something so you can enable a fraud alert. And I could get a text message also, or I can use my mobile app to get one-time password. So what we can see here, oh, great things. I can access Office 365 with one click, my SharePoint site with one click, Box, Salesforce, Twitter. You remember that this guy had the Condoso built Twitter account built in to his account by the admin. He doesn't know the actual password. So he's here. And you can see he has access to his Salesforce account. He has access to his Box account. And he has access to his mailbox, his SharePoint site, whatever. You can add Facebook here, everything. And let's say for Twitter, I have the enterprise Twitter account. For Facebook, I can be a good admin and say, guys, from this page, you can go to your personal Facebook account. That's okay. We can give you that if you want. For Twitter, you have the enterprise one. For Facebook, your personal. For Salesforce and other applications, whatever is needed. So with one click, single sign-on, similar sign-on to enterprise and consumer apps. And more, groups. You can create a new group. You can request access to other groups. And if you are a group owner, you can go here and check, oh, this guy wants access to my HR application group. I can accept or deny. And when it comes to my requests, I can go and see, I have two requests. No one has accepted me. I can cancel my request or call them. And again, on the profile tab, I can do three things. Check my settings, change my password, change the requests, the settings for password reset, and also register myself for MFA. And when it comes to password reset, and that will close our demo, I can, from this screen, say, can't access your account. So I have to provide my account name, pass the CAPTCHA test in order to provide that I'm not a machine, and then receive a phone call or reply to an email, and after that, I'll be able to reset my password. So any guy with a mobile phone can reset his password, and this change can be reflected to on-premises directories too. So let's go back to the presentation and discuss some things and get some questions. So I have a quick view of all the things that we have discussed, what it's free, what it's premium, what it's in preview. So some things are going to come by the end of June, like the Azure AD Sync, the Cloud App Discovery will come later, the new engine, some stuff that we have discussed will come this summer, but most of the things are there, and you can purchase it now. So how can I do that, to come to your question? Which options I have to buy Azure AD Premium? Azure AD Premium is a per-user, per-seat license, product, service. So if you have an enterprise agreement, or if you want to create a new one, you are going to your Microsoft account manager, and you say, I want to add 150,000, 500,000 seats of Azure AD Premium. That's easy. And when you have that, when you add those licenses in your enterprise agreement, then you can go to the console I've shown you before, and you can click on the groups or users that you want to be premium. It's not mandatory for every user. As I said, you can buy just one. But the best way to buy Azure AD Premium for now, for the next 6 months, but I think forever, is the Enterprise Mobility Suite. Remember this name. Enterprise Mobility Suite, EMS. We like acronyms. So EMS means that you are getting, in a very compelling price, actually for the next 6 months, cheaper than Azure AD Premium itself, in a better price than Azure AD Premium standalone, you can get three things. Azure AD Premium, which obviously is the best product in the suite. Okay. Sorry about the other product. Intune and Azure RMS. So protect your data on the move and when they're stored. Intune to manage all kinds of mobile devices. And Azure AD Premium to get all the things that we have just discussed. Three, in a better price than Azure AD Premium itself. EMS. EMS, again, can be purchased only through enterprise agreement. So unfortunately for now, you cannot get your credit card and buy 1, 10, 50, 1 million licenses of Azure AD Premium. You must go and buy that through your enterprise agreement. And that's because those features are mainly focused to enterprise users. We will add more and more consumer-facing features in the future, so you will see another way, an online way, a direct way to buy that. But for now, the only way is through enterprise agreements, either standalone or EMS. And as I told you, Azure AD Premium includes multi-factor authentication and identity manager, forefront identity manager at no additional cost. This is the value proposition. Azure AD Premium and Azure Active Directory in the center. You have to maintain just one synchronization from on-premises. Provide single sign-on to any public cloud, not just Azure AD. And provide to your end user single sign-on, self-service capabilities, and access from any device. Yes? Okay, so you said provisioning. What about provisioning? The charges that I've talked about are just for Azure Active Directory. So for every user you enable for premium, you pay for him. For if you enable or provision users to Salesforce or Outlook, Office 365 or Box, you have to pay the vendor separately. We don't resell other people's applications. So if you provision a user, you must pay Salesforce for that user. Can we take that offline, please? Okay, come and find me later to understand it better, okay? In multiple forests will be available for free and for Office 365 as soon as Azure AD Sync engine goes in live. Right now it's live, but in preview. So you can download it, check it, but the sync from on-premises to the cloud will be free. The write back, change password, those stuff will be premium. Okay? Yes? Okay. The question was about identity manager licenses. So I'm repeating that. Unlimited FIM servers and a user call for every premium user. So if you buy 500 premium users, you are getting 500 FIM calls and unlimited Yes servers. Yes. Oh, you were just stretching. EMS is covering Intune, Azure Write Management Services, Azure RMS, and Azure AD Premium. We have many detailed and related sessions that you can go and see. MFA this Thursday, we will going to present in deep detail what MFA is. Yes? Yes, okay. The question was, DirSync is doing the password reset or the feature that we have built on top of DirSync? Obviously, the feature that we have built on top of DirSync. But right now, the only way to implement password reset is use that on feature, the new one. Yes, it is. It is. But, I mean, you cannot have it just that. I mean, you need to have DirSync. Okay. Yes? So for on-premises SharePoint, you mean? So for on-premises SharePoint, for on-premises and custom applications, you can enable that, but it's not that simple as one or two clicks. You have to follow some more rules, and we have a session about that, how you can publish your own applications or SharePoint on-premises to Azure AD. The end-user experience will be seamless, single sign-on. So it's, but it's more work for the admin. Yes, let me see our time. Okay, I can take one more question.
For multi-factor authentication, would you be considering in the future other factors other than phone?
Okay, are there any plans for more factors than phones? For the short future, I mean for the next 3-6 months, no. We will focus on phones. But you can use other factors now in under specific circumstances. Come on Thursday, and our engineers, we can answer what we have now. Okay. So, thank you all for being here.